Happy Wednesday and thank you for joining me this week. So the 2022 midterms are approaching rapidly. We are just 26 days away. They'll be taking place this November, and ahead of the midterms, of course, we have the primary elections, which are just as important to pay attention to and participate in. The Democrats currently are controlling both houses of Congress and also the White House. Now, per historical record, what typically happens in a midterm election year is the president's party loses. So if a Republican is in the White House, Democrats are more likely to gain control of Congress. Vice versa, if a Democrat is in the White House, Republicans are more likely to gain control of Congress. That has happened essentially almost in our country, always. Except on two occasions. The first time was one year when a Democrat named Bill Clinton was president, and Republicans decided to prepare articles of impeachment while he was lighting the national Christmas tree. I kid you not, this actually happened.
Tom, the contrast could not have been more striking tonight. At the very moment the Republicans were releasing their four articles of impeachment, the President and First Lady were lighting the national Christmas tree, festive, seemingly unconcerned.
So while you guys are lighting the national Christmas tree over here, Congress is just going to impeach you. Yeah, just 6 days before Christmas, Congress literally decided to impeach the President of the United States. Articles of impeachment, so December 19th, 1998, just 6 days before Christmas, President Bill Clinton is impeached. And because Republicans pulled those hyperpartisan logistical gymnastics, they were shellacked in the midterms the month prior. Still, they decided to go through with that impeachment as they were already unpopular nationwide. I mean, this is a lead from the New York Times, quote, "Stunned by the Democratic resurgence in the midterm elections, congressional Republicans tore into one another yesterday over who was to blame for their failure to make the traditional opposition party gains in an off-year election. The soul-searching and recriminations and a possibility of congressional leadership challenges came as election results showed that Republicans had been unable to increase their 55 to 45 vote margin in the Senate and the Democrats had picked up 5 seats in the House. The Democratic resurgence was the first time since 1934 that the president's party had gained seats in a midterm election, and it whittled the Republican lead in the House down to 12 votes and the majority to 6. The Democratic victories were even more remarkable in a year marked by the months-long scandal over President Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky." End quote. I mean, even the New York Times shockingly writes, hey, this is the second time for this to happen in our history, noting how extremely rare this is for our country to break such a historical congressional political election tradition. So that was the second time. The third time this happened was in 2002. That was because 9/11 had transpired the year prior, and Americans were still very patriotic against terrorism and very much, essentially, we're all in one boat around that time. Now, here we are again in 2022, where that could potentially happen again, and we are at the helm of essentially protecting democracy here. I mean, January 6th insurrection, all this has just happened in the last year. Joe Biden just took office. The Supreme Court recently overturning Roe versus Wade, also hinting at overturning essentially same-sex marriage. We're looking at that. Also, lots of other things on the chopping block here. The January 6th hearings taking place just this summer. A deadly, scorching hot summer as a result of the climate crisis. Once again, abortion rights at the forefront. A gun violence epidemic that is just out of control. Political and domestic extremism. Education, which is definitely being looked at with lots of people getting on school boards that are wanting to promote essentially falsehoods about history. I mean, I could go on. We are definitely not the same country anymore. In 26 days, we are up against the most crucial midterms in our lifetimes. If you only ever vote in a presidential election, I need you to understand. I need you to listen to me. Send this podcast episode to your friends and to your family. If you only ever vote in a presidential election, I need you to understand that, yes, the President of the United States holds some power. The President of the United States is in the executive branch out of the three branches of government that we have: executive, judicial, legislative. The President of the United States still has to navigate and negotiate with the legislative branch. The judicial branch is sitting over here to declare if a law is constitutional, to declare if something is constitutional or unconstitutional. if that breaks judicial precedent. We need to understand that the midterm elections are just as, or even as more crucial than a presidential election. We need to understand that in order for the executive branch to function, there needs to be a functioning and logical legislative branch. If we have an executive branch and we have a legislative branch who's so hyperpartisan, so unwilling to work with the President of the United States, so against the President of the United States, so much so that they believe that the prior presidential election was stolen and he is not the rightful President of the United States, except his Republican opponent is, how do you function? How do you function as a democracy, as a democratic republic? I mean, effectively, what do you do? What do you do when majority of the people who are running in this midterm elections, who are Republicans, believe that elections should not exist, or that we are, that essentially they are election deniers? Elections should not be the way we elect our public representatives, our public officials. If our public representatives and officials no longer see elections as a viable option to be placed into office to do things for us, then that means they don't need us. That's not a democratic republic anymore. They don't need us to put them into power. Instead, they will take power by force. They will seize power by whatever means necessary. That's what we are up against. That is a hyper extremist threat that everyone needs to understand. You're still looking at January 6th. You're like, oh, that's not going to happen again. Oh, we're all good. Have you been paying attention to what has happened the past year? Republicans literally whitewashing January 6th. More Republicans now believing that January 6th essentially was a protest. A legitimate political protest rather than an insurrection against the United States of America. These are the most crucial midterms in your lifetime. The future of democracy, of our democratic republic, is really, really at stake. Please, everyone you know needs to vote. You need to vote in this election. It is essential that you vote in this election. That's how crucial it is. We are just 26 days away from potentially the end or the continuation of U.S. democratic ideals. I mean, the Republican Party leaning more and more far right, essentially, embracing dictators' views, praising the annexation of, praising Russia's invasion of Ukraine recently, inviting an Hungarian dictatorial leader to CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee. I mean, what is happening? We are watching this happen. It is not unprecedented. We have been here before in history, but we just need to counter this. In order for this type of extremism, in order for this type of criminal behavior, January 6th, for example, overthrowing elections, for example, in order for that to be held accountable, it cannot just be the criminal justice system. It also has to be the American people as a whole that goes to the ballot and votes against it. It is a collective, unified effort to move against this. Do we want authoritarianism and an autocracy? Or do we want free will and a democracy? What are we going to keep? That is on the line in this year's 2022 midterms.